check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We are back. Welcome back to the 4thandflex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy, that's Trey, and the time is now. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? We're back. We're back with some drafts, and it's action time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to do a mock draft, super flex style. Let's pop that bad boy on here, and we're full. So let's get it going, buddy. I know these guys are ready. I see lots of green dots. I'm going to randomize the draft order. Random. All right. Where'd your boy land?
11.
Le'Veon. I got five again. I got five last time.
I had 12 last time. Maybe it'll switch up a little bit.
We'll see. CM popping in. What up? What up? What up, CM? What's happening, buddy? Josh Allen goes first on this one. No Patty Mahomes on the one, but Jalen Hurts. Then Patrick Mahomes. Jalen Hurts goes two. I mean, I like that.
I like that a lot.
They are saying that the Eagles have one of the toughest, at least in the NFC, schedules. Good. That's what I say. I say good because last year they had a straight shot right to the freaking Super Bowl. Now this year they're going to have to prove it. And hey, if they get there,
win,
or even get to the NFC Championship, I mean, okay, then maybe I buy in a little bit.
And Josh is going to take Joe Burrow.
Well, yeah, that's my boy, dude. He's about to get a contract again, I think. And Zach popping in. What is up? At it again. You know, Zach, we're always doing it. Kirk's in the building, CM. Heck yeah.
What up? What up?
So, Trey, some potential things. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? You're coming up here at the 11. You're always hanging out at the end for some reason.
I know, man. I mean, even last year in our actual draft. But I was looking, you know, a lot of quarterbacks going off the board. And I was thinking maybe a couple top guys, but a couple top guys went off the board. So I'm not really sure what to do in this situation. But it's pretty easy now that I take a better look. And I'm just going to take Austin Eckler and roll with it.
Which I love. I do love that. I mean, they're talking about him going to the Rams. Did you hear anything about that?
I did hear that, yeah.
Whew, I mean, at least he wouldn't have to sell his house, right? I mean, he'd still be in L.A.
There you go. And I'm back on the clock.
Hopping back in. Deshaun Watson. What the Faiyuk takes
How about Justin. Cooper Kupp?
Why not, buddy? Why not? I think I know where you're going with your draft strategy. Lamar Jackson at the 10, which I like. I love Lamar this year. Believe it or not, I don't say that very often. I mean, Lamar's getting on and saying that he's going to throw for 6,000 yards this year, buddy.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when he does it.
I mean, I'll believe it, obviously, when it happens. But he's got the pieces, which is something that he has never had. He was naming like all the players he's got. And you know what? He forgot Mark Andrews when he was making that list. He's like, oh, yeah, I can't forget about Mark.
Yeah, you know why? Because Mark forgets about himself sometimes. Mark's like, oh, I'm on the field? I didn't even know.
Hey, Antonio popping up. What up?
What
Antonio?
Up? What up? 420 crew.
That's right. I know Antonio is happy. Got him some Aaron Rodgers this year. Big Jets fan over there, buddy. Hey, is it 4 o'clock there? If you know what I mean, you getting a little tipsy, Antonio. Heck yeah, though. Let's talk about some players, Trey. What is your draft strategy, super flex, that you're going for here?
At this point, you know, later in the draft, when you're in the 10, 11, 12 spot, I kind of look at it like just see who goes first. And a lot of great quarterbacks went off the board. And then it kind of hits a plateau at the quarterback level where you got guys like Dak Prescott and Tua, who I think some of these lower guys down on the list could compete, if not do better than those guys, some of the even the rookies. So at that point, I'm looking towards just high-tier running backs, high-tier wide receivers. I took Austin Eckler with the first pick, who some would say was the best running back on the board, back and forth with CMC, but I've heard a lot of things. And then Cooper Kupp, who did great for me until he got hurt last year, and I'm going to ride with this dude. I think I've had him 3 out of the last 4 years on my team, and I'll continue to ride with Cooper Kupp until this dude is done.
And who could blame you, Trey? Who could blame you? Andy popping in. Sup, guys? Hey, we were just talking about your boy, Lamar, possibly going to throw for 6,000 yards this year. At least that's what he's saying. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us, man. That helps us out tremendously. We appreciate you. And subscribe to the channel if you are not already. I'm on the clock, Trey. Yeah. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. Guys, we're giving away a jersey at the beginning of the season. So, man, get in there, subscribe, and we're going to tell you how to win later on.
Jonathan Taylor goes at the 3-3, and Derrick Henry follows at the 3-4. That's exciting for me, man. If running backs like that are falling that far, even in Superflex, I'm excited.
Bro, Jonathan Taylor scares the crap out of me, dude.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that today, about Jonathan Taylor, and I was thinking, you know what? I think this year he's going to bounce back, and I think this might be the last year that he has, you know, a type of year like he did 2 years ago, and I honestly think this is the year to get Jonathan Taylor. I mean, they've got the position to put him in with the rookie quarterback, and 1 second, I'm on the clock.
Yeah, they got the rookie quarterback over there. I mean, a lot of big things possibly coming from him, man. A lot of hype for sure. Maybe, you know, Jonathan Taylor's a little healthier this year. I can see it happening, but it still scares me, bro. It was like CMC last year. Everybody was scared to take him because they was worried he was going to get injured, and he blew up. Could potentially happen with Jonathan Taylor, but I don't know if I have the cojones to take that chance.
Yeah, I know. And I was going over that in my head today, and I was like, you know what? If it's the third round and I look and I see Jonathan Taylor on my draft list, I am grabbing him. I don't know how I can pass on Jonathan Taylor in the third round.
And Michael Baker says JT can be a top three running back again this year. The team is going to be much better.
I agree completely.
I agree also. I do think the team is definitely going to be much better. I was really hyped about Matt Ryan, though, last year, too, man. Like,
We all were.
I'm like, Matty Ice going to get in there and make things happen. But, I mean, we all know how that story ended.
You're old.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And Trey goes with T. Higgins and Aaron Rodgers. Oof, taking my
boy. I reached
a
little bit for Aaron Rodgers, but I had a feeling, you know, within the next 24 picks, I might not make it back to me. So I want me some Aaron Rodgers, man. I'm excited what he can do for fantasy this year. I've never been excited about Aaron Rodgers until now.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I love how your team is turning out. I mean, you waited on a super flex draft. You waited till a little later, get your quarterback. You grabbed you some Aaron Rodgers. I don't hate that, man. I mean, if he does good, he's going to do, you know, if he does what they expect him to do, you know, it could be a good grab, and you'll have the skill players to make big things happen on your team.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is definitely one of those quarterbacks that I like for value in fantasy this year. I think he's going to fall because of the transition, but I think he's going to rise because of the transition in actual skill. So I'm excited to see what he can do. I think he's going to be a steal in most drafts, you know, because you got guys like Allen, Hurts, Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow. But if you don't get one of those first five picks, you know, you're in kind of wonderland. And I like Aaron Rodgers to play my Alice.
Okay. All right. I like it. I love the picture you painted for us there. Michael Baker says Gibbs at the 4-6 is a shame, y'all. A shame. I mean, is he saying that's a good thing or a bad thing? Saying like he fell? Is that what you think?
I don't know, man, because I've heard back and forth on Gibbs. You either love him or you're like, he ain't nothing. Y'all are overhyping this dude. So I don't know. I think right now I'm kind of looking at him as in right there at the 4-6, I think is a good spot just because you don't really know what's going to happen. I honestly, it scares me a little bit to take him that early. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what other people are thinking.
Absolutely.
Oh, Debo, I like that pick, followed by the Bryce Young. I like that. I was looking at Debo when I grabbed T. Higgins, but
Yeah.
You know, I had to give me some Higgins.
Yeah, I think Debo's going to do good this year. I mean, I think he has a bounce back year. I feel like he kind of fell off a little bit last year. But I think Debo's going to come back with a vengeance. I'm doing things a little differently. I'm picking some players that I don't normally pick, but you know, I'm trying different things. I mean, other than Joe Burrow, obviously. But I think my team's turned out okay. And Bryce Young, man, we were watching the video the other day, and he was in practice, man. He looked small, man. He looked pretty small, didn't you think?
Hold on, I'm on the clock. And I'm amazed that my man Dalvin Cook is still here in the fifth round. I know there's a lot of talk of trade, but as I've said before, wherever this dude goes, he is going to produce. I like Dalvin Cook in the fifth round, baby. I'm pretty sure I took him at the turn in the second last year. So I'm digging that.
Mm-hmm. Cooper says, me likey, loves to see us doing a mock draft this early, I'm sure is what he's saying. And Commissioner Cooper says, I just want to know if we can going to see a flex start of the week. I mean, not yet, but I mean, the season's coming, buddy. The season's coming. And Michael Baker expounded more on that. Gibbs at the 4-6 says the Lions will definitely use him at the goal line. Touchdowns. What do you think? Jamar Gibbs, touchdowns. Barring injury, what do you think? Give me a guesstimation.
I like 10.
10?
I think that's a high number, but I think Detroit has the ability to give him 10. I don't see him going crazy, you know, with like 15 or anything like that, but I think 10, 8 to 10, I think is a solid number for him, and especially as a rookie running back.
I don't hate it. I'll go 12, double digits. Dang. Give him the double digits. I think he does good. Trey, getting your tight end at the 6.
Yeah, it's one of those things where a tight end, I've kind of figured out, you either take a guy that you're going to stick with for the entire year, or you don't take a tight end until you're one of your very last picks. I was looking around, kind of thinking, running backs looking a little rough. Wide receiver Keenan Allen's still out there, but it kind of scares me with Keenan Allen. I'm just worried about his age and the team just kind of moving on past him with some younger spirits. Dallas Goedert's out there, man. I love Dallas Goedert. So I thought, you know what, in this draft, I just ride with Dallas Goedert until he gets hurt, or, you know, he takes me to a victory.
I got a question, because I just glanced over Javonte Williams. Is he going to be ready for the season? I mean, he had an ACL tear last year. I'm just wondering, Javonte Williams, what can we look forward to with this guy happening?
Man, you know, I remember there was a lot of excitement around him. He was killing it. He just has to be healthy. I don't know that he's going to be at full strength and ready to go by week one, but I'm sure the team is going to say that they're, it's a highly likely or something. You know, they always use those kind of words that are like not a guarantee, but we want you to believe it's a guarantee.
Well, I'm reading it right here. There's hope that Williams might be ready for week one, but there's no certainty there, and there might not be further clarity for some time.
Yeah, so that literally means nothing. Everything you just said is like, well, we hope.
Exactly. Michael Baker says the Lions have too many suspensions this year. Gibbs at least 12 touchdowns this year at minimum.
I love it.
Are you a Lions fan, Michael Baker? Who's your team, buddy?
You're on the clock, by the way, Bandy.
Thank you.
Oof, let's see some other looks here.
Looking a little rough.
Evan Ingram goes as the 6th or 7th tight end off the board. I kind of like that. That's a good spot for him, I think. Oof. Calvin Ridley hit the 5-7 in this draft. I still think that's a good spot for him. But think about this. Dalvin Cook and Calvin Ridley going in the same round. I mean, to me, that's – I guess both of them are major uncertainty. But, I mean, Calvin Ridley had an entire year off. Dalvin Cook was a top 10 running back last year. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. I took Kamara. I didn't do it with confidence, but – I mean, I did take Kamara. It sucks because Kamara was the dude a few years back, man. Everybody wanted him, man. Let's see. Freiermuth goes off the board. Miles Sanders, we talked a little bit about Miles Sanders last last week, Miles Sanders, $15 million for Carolina. Is he going to get some carries, buddy? Oh, you're on the clock.
I am on the clock. And Keenan Allen is still out there.
Yes, he is. I passed him up. I'll be honest. 49ers. Michael Baker says, 49ers, the disappointment team of the last decade, can never make it happen, but I like the Lions as the underdog team. I think we all like the Lions as the underdog team. Michael Baker's a 49ers fan. Hopefully his team is pretty good this year, but we don't know who's going to be throwing balls over there in San Fran. But yeah, I think we all are just kind of rooting for the Lions, Dre, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everybody is. It's like America's comeback team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like these guys last year, you know, they were terrible. And then out of nowhere, they just started going crazy. And if anybody had Amon-Ra on their team in fantasy, they were a Lions diehard fan because that dude was winning you weeks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think I sent more trades for Amon-Ra than I did Josh Jacobs.
Ooh, and you sent a buttload for Josh Jacobs. You're trying to get some Amon-Ra.
And I think you almost convinced her to give him up, too. And then she was like, I don't know. And then, nope. Last
time. I don't blame her, bro. Oh, man. Starting to look a little rough. Yeah.
Kyler Murray in the eighth round in a super flex. I don't care for Kyler Murray much, but I know he put up a lot of fantasy points last year when he was healthy. And in the eighth round, I mean... What are you going to do?
He was better the year before, I'll say that. But, I mean, he does some stuff with his legs. So, I mean, I don't hate it. It's looking a little rough.
The guy that won our league, didn't he have Kyler Murray most of the year?
With yes.
Patrick Mahomes, wasn't that the flex combo? That's what I was thinking. That's what I was.
Sure did. It's looking rough, dog.
It is, man. Once you get, you know, down in the eighth round, it's like... Who are we looking at here?
What's going to happen with Zeke, man? Have you heard any Zeke news?
Not anything recently, man. The last I heard is the Cowboys may re-sign him. And I'm like, why did you release him? But they want him on a, you know, I'm sure like a less contract and all that stuff. And you know, maybe that was just their way of being like, we still want you on the team, but we just don't want to pay you as much.
No doubt. Antonio says, I made a drunk trade last year, traded away Amon-Ra and a 2023 first at the 112 for Diggs.
I mean, it was the wrong trade, but I don't think it was like at the time, maybe it wasn't the worst thing that you were, you know, it don't sound like a terrible thing. I might have thought about it because Diggs had a couple great games and.
Yeah. Yep. And Michael Baker says the Sun God is going to be in the A tier again this year, again with all the suspensions on the Lions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's looking a little rough over there, but. I'm super excited to watch the Lions this year.
Kyle Pitts at the 9-3, and it feels early.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, maybe. Maybe Kyle Pitts last year. Maybe the year before. Maybe. What do you think, buddy? Kyle Pitts, you just not touching that.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, a 20-foot pole. I just... 100-yard football field. I'm not touching it.
Yeah. What do you think about Schultzy on the Texans? I'm going to grab me some Schultz.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's the tight end I'm taking in the ninth round over Kyle Pitts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CJ Stroud throwing him the ball. You know, they were talking about CJ Stroud's, you know, score or whatever, and they were comparing it to a lot of different quarterbacks. And a lot of those guys were getting like, you know, 81, Bryce Young, 79. Dude got like a 18%, bro, on his brain whatever thing, man. And that's kind of scary, right? It seems like he just like filled in the bubbles, don't you think?
Well, that's I think he come out and said, you know, like he's not good at taking tests. He knows football. And
That's what I like to hear. I mean, but it's still, I mean, a little.
It's definitely a weary thing to think about.
It really is. Zach says, talk about the Bears. What do you want to talk about the Bears, buddy?
Yeah. Why do we want to talk about the Bears? No,
Justin Fields, is he gonna? He's gonna be a at least in Superflex top tier quarterback to grab at least in the later part of the first round, don't you think?
I mean, I think you know if he does anything that he did, you know, towards the end those couple games that he where he was just. I mean, but the problem is it depends on if you look at it in a fantasy aspect or a football aspect, because if you're looking at it as a Bears fan aspect, it is not. Anything to look at. But if you look at the fantasy aspect, I mean, him with his legs, this dude can put up, you know, 80 rushing yards. And that's scary when you're going against that. You know, I think I did when you had him last year.
I mean, we started last year off thinking Justin Fields was nothing. But then as the year progressed, we started throwing him on our waiver wire ads. So, I just happened to grab him up because I needed a backup quarterback, and then he took off, dude. I feel like I was a little early on the Justin Fields thing, but, I mean, it panned out. It worked out for me. I should have dropped him, though, before the playoffs, because if I wouldn't have had him there, I mean, I probably would have played Tom Brady in that Week 17 where he went off. Can we take a second to say the NFL just isn't the same without my boy Tom Brady, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a change for you having to decide who you're going to take first in the draft, but that's about it, in my opinion.
Hey, Superflex last year, Tom Brady at the 1-3. Yeah, I was in the freaking Super Bowl. I was in the Bandy Bowl, man. That's all I'm saying.
Real quick, I just want to read off the Chicago Bears running backs.
Okay.
Deonta Foreman, Rashawn Johnson, Treston Ebner, Robert Burns, Khalil Herbert, and Travert Homer. I mean,
it should be a split backfield. Devonta Foreman and Khalil Herbert, with Khalil Herbert taking most of the snaps. But that's what I think anyway.
I just don't see any Bears running back. That actually does excite me for Justin Fields for fantasy, though, because if they don't have, a mad powerhouse behind them, then Justin Fields is going to have to run the ball like he does. But that's not what the team wants for him. And so it's a conflict of interest when the coach is telling you to run the plays and he's like, nothing's happening, so I'm running. Now, I know they've got him some new pieces, you know, with some DJ Moore and other things. So hopefully that helps him spread the ball around a little bit, but that honestly might make his fantasy value decline because from what I've seen, he's not the best thrower.
Yeah. Hopefully he's going to work on it, I guess. I mean, maybe they're going to grab somebody, you know, Fournette is still out there. Zeke is still out there. Who knows? Maybe they grab another guy there, you know, after they make their final cuts or barring injury. I think Khalil Herbert can be that guy, though. I love Khalil Herbert, man. He balls out when he's there, man.
You know, they're going to have to set the tone in week one against Jordan Love. Is what I want to see. I mean, that's going to be do the Bears now own the Packers since Aaron Rodgers is gone, or how's that going to work out?
I mean, does that just show you that the schedule makers have zero chill, bro? Like, oh, yeah, bro. They totally did that on purpose, right?
Without a doubt.
Oh, maybe they're thinking like the Bears can beat the Packers now without Aaron Rodgers or something.
The Bears are just like, let us take him on in his first game. So that way, you know, he hasn't really got the full effect yet. I know he's played a couple times, but let's just get him out there in the open and maybe we can just, you know, throw him off his game early in the year.
Yeah.
We need this win, man.
Yeah.
It's our time now.
Jerick McKinnon, man. Yeah. He's still out there. I'm going to grab me some Jerick McKinnon in the 11th round. I mean, I don't hate that.
I don't hate that at all.
Michael Baker says the next GOAT in the NFL is now taking over for Brady, JK.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. No. He's probably talking about Patrick Mahomes. That's what everybody says. He's the GOAT now, right? I mean, they throw that word GOAT out like it doesn't mean greatest of all time, you know?
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's the new GOAT. Well, where'd the last GOAT go? Because he's, you know, it's the same timeline.
Right? Oh, man, it's looking rough on this draft board.
It sure is.
AJ Dillon, without Aaron Rodgers there, he really started off the year last year pretty rough. I would have dropped him if I'd have had him. But then towards the end, he started to take off a little bit, man. And Aaron Jones, I think, is going to be another really great running back that I think the Packers are going to need to lean on this year with Jordan Love there.
This is tough.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty rough.
I don't
like this at all. Uh-huh. Makes you feel dirty, right? Mm-hmm. We are getting there, though. We are getting there.
What the took fight? Me some Adam Thielen reach way down the list for that because I see potential with him at Carolina.
And that's something that, you know, is okay to do, man. You're like, you get your guy, man. Like, how many times, like Josh Jacobs, if you would have reached for Josh Jacobs in, let's say, the second round last year, I mean, you'd have
been just fine.
Right. It would have been just fine. You get your guy, man. Don't always, you know, think that just because they're at the top of the draft board, it means they're the guy to get. I just think that's something that, you know,
especially this time of year too, though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt. What do we think about Jimmy G, man? Yeah, I noticed he's still on the board. He is going to be the guy in Las Vegas. Do we think Jimmy G is going to do something, Trey?
1 second. Let me make my pick here.
Jimmy G. I know people in, I know a few Raiders fans that aren't super mad about having Jimmy G over there. Guys, don't forget, man, if you're watching us on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel. If you are not already, we're giving away stuff at the beginning of the season, the middle of the season. We're giving it all away. Guys, check out the new channel trailer on the channel, man. Good stuff coming this year, buddy.
So with Jimmy G, man, the way I look at it is, you know, Jimmy G's one of those game clock manager quarterbacks, and he's going to do his thing. I see the Raiders going, you know, somewhere 8-9, you know, barely miss the playoffs or maybe even catch it, you know. But, you know, it's a really tough division that they're in. Mm-hmm. And I know he came from a tough division, but right now this division is the division that shines, and he's going to have to shine. He's got the pieces. He's got Devontae Adams. You know, he's got the pretty objects to throw the ball to, but is he going to be able to handle the pressure? And that's what it comes down to.
Well, we know we can handle some pressure, man. He has done nothing but win wherever he's been, at least, you know, for the 49ers. He does have Super Bowls he got sitting behind old Tommy B over there, but
I had to bring that up, didn't you?
I'm just throwing that out there. Just throwing it out there. But we know he can get there. We know you're he can get clock. To the game. We know he can get close to the game, but can he win the big game? Well, I guess we're going to find out. We know Devontae Adams ain't too happy about it, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, he come out in the press conference and he was like, you know, this isn't really where I was told things were going to go. I'm just kind of doing the best with what I got right now. And you know what? He's getting the money to do it. So just sit back and do exactly what you're talking about.
Michael Baker says people don't give Jimmy G enough credit. He isn't top tier, but he is a solid option.
I agree.
100%. I agree 100%, man. I would have rather had Jimmy G than Baker Mayfield on my Bucks this year.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
With some cheese on it. No, the only issue with Jimmy is staying healthy, man. We all know that. Can he stay healthy? That's the scary thing. Donovan Peoples-Jones, he's still down there, buddy. He might. DPJ. I know you love you some DPJ, man. We think DPJ is going to do something big with Deshaun Watson, who everybody's saying is going to take a big step up this year.
Well, you know, and I think Deshaun Watson is kind of likes DPJ, you know, was one of his better targets. You know, when that went to that one game, DPJ was catching all the targets, man. It was incredible. And I'm excited to see what he can do this year. You know, he's not going to be somebody I take early, but if I'm down and I don't know where to go, DPJ, I might look your way.
DPJ Trey might look your way. Absolutely. Also still on the board, DJ Chark, Romeo Dobbs. Yeah, Romeo Dobbs. I mean, a lot of people, again, saying Romeo Dobbs is going to take a big step up now that he's not being stressed out by Aaron Rodgers over there, you know?
Also still on the board, Darnell Mooney. And he'll probably stay on the board for a long time.
I was really high on Darnell Mooney last year, man. It obviously didn't pan out, but Wandale Robinson on the Giants. The Giants are somebody I think we need to talk about. Do you think that What's the coach's name? I can't think of it for the Giants. Came from the Bills. Ah, anyway, it's bothering me, man. Put his name in the comments, man. I know it's gonna see it and be like, duh. Anyways, I think he freaking. Do you think
Brian Daboll?
Yes, thank you, Brian Daboll. Do you think Brian Daboll got everything that he could get out of Daniel Jones last year, or do you think Daniel Jones continued to step up, being that he did get paid?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They paid him like they expect him to continue to step up. I don't know that he can go further than he already has, but, you know, I've been proved wrong before.
Mm-hmm. Zach says, subscribed already and like the video. Bayou Bangle says, hit that like button, y'all. Listen to my friend Bayou Bangle. If you don't mind, hit that like button for us. Help us out with that YouTube algorithm. Help us get some people here. Also check out Bayou Bangle's Fantasy Network, man. That guy is very knowledgeable with his fantasy football advice. We're probably going to have him on a draft or two here coming up soon, as soon as I can catch this guy when he's not busy. Bayou Bangle Fantasy Network, love that guy.
Accidentally grabbed Kareem Hunt, was aiming for Kenneth Gainwell, but you know, we roll with what we get.
Them fat fingers, huh? Bayou Bangle says, I'd love to join y'all for sure. You know, there's the door is always open, man. Always. Hey, Kareem Hunt. I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
Kareem
I love
Hunt.
Me some Kareem Hunt, but it just was not hitting last year.
No, Nick Chubb was just doing his thing, bro. Another one that dropped, and I actually got crap for from I can't remember who, but somebody gave me crap for taking Nick Chubb in the third round. They said that was a bad pick. Little did they know that he was about to have a breakout year. Where did Derrick Henry go? I'm interested.
In the third round.
At the 3-4, Derrick Henry went. Derrick Henry's still going to be a top-tier running back, don't you think?
I definitely, especially because it don't sound like he's getting traded anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you called it, though. You said you didn't think Tennessee would let go of Derrick Henry. Remember that game? And like, the one thing that we got that everybody else don't got, Derrick Henry. I can't believe they even thought about it, you know? He still went over 1,500 yards last year, and people say that he – I mean, I watched him.
Up.
He didn't look like himself. There were many games where I was like, Derrick Henry, say it ain't so, buddy. But, I mean, he still went over 1,500 yards.
But here's the thing. When you look like a number one for 3 years, when you no longer look like yourself, you're still a number five. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense. People starting to take some defenses. Yep. I see
a couple defenses down to the last couple rounds.
Niners
here.
And the Cowboys. I think
Darnell Mooney finally goes off after the Niners and Cowboys defense. Love that.
And Baker Mayfield goes also at the 14-11. Carks grabs some Baker Mayfield. Cowboys, I think their defense is going to be ridiculous this year, buddy. Don't you?
I do too. Yeah, the Cowboys defense. I mean, what they what Micah Parsons? They moved him to the line. That's scary to me, bro. That I mean, you know, is he going to be like the next kind of Aaron Donald in there or what?
Who knows? Who knows? Bayou Bangle says, I'm excited for Alexander Mattinson. I see Dalvin Cook being released after June 1st. Mattinson signed a 2-year contract, fully guaranteed. He will be the guy in Minnesota. I love that.
That's exciting, man.
That is exciting.
I want Dalvin Cook to go somewhere else so I can have both them boys on my team.
Yes, sir. I love that. I would love to see Alexander Mattinson get his. He basically looks like just like Dalvin Cook. When
Let
he's running.
Alexander Cook.
Heck yeah. I mean, he does, bro. Like, I mean, like when Dalvin Cook is not in, Alexander Mattinson comes in and just basically does the exact same thing. Woof. Bayou Bangle says Cook will end up in Miami.
I'm all about that, son.
I love it. Denise popping in. Y'all are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, D-Nice. We appreciate the love.
Much love, much love.
Andy says he hasn't been the same since he got embarrassed by my Ravens. Man, I forgot who we were talking about. Who got embarrassed by the Ravens?
Dalvin Cook.
Oh, Dalvin Cook.
I'm assuming.
Maybe. Yeah. Oof, Michael Baker. Cook to Dallas. You like that one, Trey?
I don't, because that's, you know, the same situation that they had last year with Zeke and Pollard. I know Cook, I would say that Cook is a better running back than Zeke, but in that situation, they're still, you know, Dallas is faithful with the players that they already have, and Pollard would take a lot of work from Cook, and I don't like that.
Oh, man. What else you got? Cook, tell me somewhere else Cook might be going, man. I'm cooking right now. Michael Baker says Pollard can't handle every touch. Much better at splitting the backfield. Exactly. That's exactly what I said, bro.
But is Dalvin Cook better at splitting the backfield? Because that dude loves to take all the snaps.
He was talking about Derrick Henry got embarrassed by the Ravens, by the way.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Whatever. Gotcha. Like, Ravens don't. Man, I can't really say nothing because I'm a little high on the Ravens this year, man. Ugh, it just makes me feel gross to even think or say it out loud, but I am high on the Ravens.
I don't know what you're smoking, but I don't want none of it.
We'll see, buddy. We'll see, man. Lamar got a new haircut, all fluffed out. Are you going to comb that stuff back and throw for 6,000 yards, maybe?
No. I just don't see it happening, man. I like that he's talking about it. I feel like he has to. I mean, as much as they paid him and all the contract negotiations and all the craziness, he better be talking about, I'm going to put up 6,000 yards, because that's what they need him to do to justify what they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Bayou Bengals says Henry will be traded by mid-season to a contender.
Interesting. I mean, that makes sense, though. If Tennessee is not competing and they're still struggling, you know, and they're trying to, you know, they decide to throw Levis in there and kind of get a rebuild, you know, maybe they move on from Henry and send Henry to a Super Bowl contender and get, you know, 5, 6, I don't know how many draft picks you get for Henry. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, just a couple, like a third and a fourth rounder, but I don't know. Maybe I care about him too much. I just don't think that that's worth it.
I don't know, man. Henry to the Eagles got enough people, right? Who's a contender that Henry could go to?
I mean,
Buccaneers, baby. No, we're not a contender, but we'll take them. We'll take them.
Kamara suspension, Saints.
They got Javonte or Jamal Williams too, yes, over there.
But
Jamal,
put Henry with Jamal, that it would be the heart of the team.
Jamal Williams got heart, baby. Let's see. CM says, great draft again. That was a really fun draft. I had a lot of fun. Bayou Bengals says, another bust. Since we're talking about hot takes, I see DeAndre Swift being a massive bust on the Eagles.
I think definitely for fantasy. I don't, you know, because the way they split the running backs there, I think DeAndre Swift's going to be more like a mechanical piece for them. But I think that, you know, he's going to do good for the team themselves. For Eagle fans, I like it. But for fantasy, I don't like DeAndre.
Oof, I don't know, man. I love DeAndre Swift. The Eagles love to run the ball. I mean, if 2 + 2 = 4, you know what I mean? Bayou says Saints signed UDFA Sadrick Thompson at running back. Don't sleep on this guy. Don't sleep on Sadrick Thompson. Keep an eye out.
Sir Roderick.
Yes, sir. ETN being a bust in fantasy, says Michael Baker.
Ooh, some hot takes in the comments.
Very hot takes. Any more hot takes? I love it. I don't know, man. ETN, I think he's going to do good, don't you?
I'm excited to see what he's going to do, but maybe Michael Baker might have the inside scoop.
Zach says, good night, y'all. See you on the next one. Peace. Later, buddy. Peace. Thanks out, for bro. Popping in. We always appreciate you. Undrafted free agent talking about Sadrick Thompson. Guys, before we go on to check out the draft, we're going to hear about from one of our sponsors of the show, and that is Manscaped, Trey.
You know who it is. Manscaped, baby. The people that are here to protect your family jewels, keep you nice and cleaned up, Also, they're coming in to clean your face up nice. I mean, these guys got every tool you need for a male to stay groomed and clean in your personal life, in your business life, whatever you need, they have you covered. But you can't get Manscaped unless you go to manscaped.com and use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. And that'll give you 20% off and free shipping worldwide.
That is right. And guys, if you know the Lawnmower 4.0 isn't something that you think you need, they also have the Beard Hedger Pro. That thing is a bad mofo, man. Look, you ain't got to rustle around with no things to pop on there. You just see that little wheel, you roll that thing to the exact length that you want it to be. And guys, something that I think goes completely underrated is the ball lotion that they have, man. Every time I get a shower, I slap my bad boys up, man. I'm smelling fresh all day. But you heard your boy Trey. Go to manscaped.com, use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide.
That's right.
Absolutely. Oh, I love me some Manscaped, Trey.
Me too, brother.
Let's kind of get back into the draft, though, a little bit. We got a couple comments up here. Let me see what's going on. Facebook user says, hello, Facebook user. Ooh, more hot takes in the comments. Pirine 2023 sleeper of the year.
I like it.
I love that. I love Pirine, man. That dude has always filled in great in a pinch. I hope you're right. And, let's say Big B will take all of ETN's goal line work. Oof, that will suck. That will suck. We getting spicy over here. Yes, we are. And Bayou Bengal says, protect your balls. Mm-hmm. But let's kind of go through a couple of these teams here. We're not going to grade them because I just think it's a little too early to be grading drafts. We're just going to kind of go through and see what we think of people's teams, see what we like, what we don't like. Let's start with Usman, 23-20. Grabbed him Josh Allen at the one, got the very first pick, Dak Prescott in the second round. I like the quarterbacks, Trey.
Yeah, I don't really care for the quarterbacks. I think if I have the 101 in a super flex, I'm taking Hurts or Mahomes. I think Allen was last year's 101, and it's just not where it want to be this year. Maybe he steps up, you know, but that's what we keep saying. And Hurts and Mahomes, both of them, you know, I know they're going to produce for me regardless of what goes on. And Dak Prescott, you know, like I said, he's one of those guys that, you know, his injuries I draft this dude a lot. Don't get me wrong, but his injuries are so often that it scares me to take him in the second round. I know it's super flex, but with all the new hot, heavy prospects we got this year, I'm looking a little bit deeper for a quarterback.
Yeah, which I did in this draft. I tried a little something. I did the same thing, but Dak Prescott, the problem with Dak Prescott is he's hit or miss. Sometimes he's going to blow it out of the water, rack you up 50 points, and then other times he's going to get 13 points because he can't figure it out. Even when the defense is helping him, Dak likes to throw the ball away. I am not a believer in Dak Prescott. I am, however, a believer in Josh Allen. Yeah, he had a couple of games last year where he didn't do great, but he had some phenomenal games. So I like Josh Allen at the one, but hey, I don't hate Mahomes or Hurts also at the one. The running back room, what are you thinking, buddy? I love Aaron Jones, Cam Akers, Mattinson, if he takes over in Minnesota.
Right, mate. Like I said, you know, maybe he's reading in there. He got P. Ryan down there too. You know, he's got the sleeper agents going on over here. You know, his wide receiver room, he's got Devontae Adams, DK Metcalf, and Godwin. I don't hate that lineup. You know, I think it could be a little better, but I don't hate it at all. I mean, especially, you know, taking the quarterback one and two. You definitely pulled some stops there. Darren Waller, highest paid tight end right now, and you got him in the ninth round. So if he produces like they paid him, you know, it's going to be worth it. Other than that, you know, you got Trey Lance in there. Maybe if he, you know, goes off and they put him in and they run that route, but
kind of his backup.
Yeah.
What about OBJ at the 12-12? That might have been a good grab. He might get some work over there in the Ravens if those kneecaps can hold up.
OBJ is definitely one of those bench guys I'm looking at in the draft. You know, somebody in the later rounds where I just don't really know what to do here.
That's what
he
did. I'm
just looking to fill in, and I grab me some OBJ for the upside.
Which he did. I did beautifully. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of the wide receivers, though, I love. I do love the wide receivers there, but nicely done. Let's go to Karks. Karks, he was with us in the next draft. He's with us in this draft. Who knows? Maybe he'll be with us in the next draft. Grabs him some Jalen Hurts, then goes gets him some skill players, which I love. Goes down and gets Derek Carr in the eighth round. I think Derek Carr is going to be great this year, don't you?
Definitely. And I love him getting that steal in the eighth round there. You know, his wide receivers, AJ Brown, Garrett Wilson, love both those guys. Kirk, I mean, that's stacked wide receiver room this year to me. If I'm looking at it now, his running backs scare me a little bit. J.K. Dobbins, James Conner, not so strong. Jamal Williams, you know, in case Kamara gets suspended, maybe there's something there. And Zeke down there, you know, if he comes back to the Cowboys, I like him. If he goes anywhere else, I don't know how he's going to do for fantasy. But this team is pretty solid outside of the running backs. I like it a lot.
I think it's a playoff team. I do. I think it is a playoff being it is in Superflex. He's got Evan Engram as his tight end who will, you know, do things for him. I think he'd have to work the waiver a little bit, but I think that's a playoff team.
Yeah.
Let's move to team three. I guess they hopped out of there, but Patrick Mahomes, that was I know who that was. That was that one dude. Yeah. And I guess he popped out, so his name's not on there anymore. Anyways, Patrick Mahomes, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jonathan Taylor, Damian Pierce, Swift, and Rashad White in his running back room. I like this team.
Yeah, man, everything about it screams playoffs, except for Kyle Pitts. go with Chig Okonkwo, and I don't even know if he'll get, you know, a third of the tight end snaps at Tennessee this year, but I would put him in over Kyle Pitts.
Trey hates Kyle Pitts, bro. I'm feeling some hatred coming out of that microphone, buddy. But
here's the deal. Give me a team with Mahomes, Amon-Ra, and Jonathan Taylor this year, and I don't care who else is on my team. I can auto-draft from that point forward, and I'll feel confident at least in the first couple weeks.
And Damian Pierce and Drake London.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a good team right there. And Pickens, I think, takes a step up also. I love that he got him in the eighth round because he might be the number one over there.
And I got like him it. Some C.J. Stroud, you know, to back up his Mahomes look. He's got Sam Howell on there too, just in case. And also Mac it. Jones. Grab four quarterbacks just because he had Mahomes and he didn't take a quarterback again until the 10th round. I like that because then he can kind of see who he wants to go with, and he knows Mahomes is going to hold the other quarterback up there with him and kind of keep him up to the level with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And one of them is going to hit for sure. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Let's see, buddy. We got a, let's see, Keg Carr, dynasty question. Would you trade the second and seventh overall pick to get the number one pick, which would probably be Bijan Robinson? Would you trade the second and the seventh?
I would.
You would?
I would, yeah. When it comes to dynasty and the way I look at it, I'm one of those people that I want the first pick. Because, you know, I've already got my team kind of figured out, and it really depends on where you're at on with your team. But Bijan, I think, is going to be one of the greatest picks out of the rookie draft this year. I would take that.
I don't know, man. I might hold my I think I would take that too. Yeah, I'm kind of was thinking, like, let's say Bijan does go number one, you could get you some Jahmyr Gibbs, who I also think is going to be great. But then once you get to the seventh pick, is there going to be somebody that, you know, is really not worth somebody that you definitely think is going to produce for you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it really is your preference, man. But I, in my opinion, I'm taking the number one.
Yeah.
Because I want to be number one. So
you ain't first, you're last, Trey.
That's right.
And Nate says, yes, take that. There you go. Yeah, good team. Team three. Let's go to the next team. what is it? Flam Show. Yeah. They got Justin Herbert, got him Stephon Diggs, Derrick Henry, Javonte Williams, because he might be back in week one, right? TJ Hockenson is a tight end who, I mean, you were talking about TJ Hockenson to me the other day, and you made some a good point. What was it you said?
You know, I like TJ Hockenson a lot this year, you know, with Adam Thielen gone.
That definitely has
a lot to do with it. But the tight end room, you know, has just been trashed recently, and there's a couple tight ends that I'm looking at, and those couple tight ends are Travis Kelce, Dallas Goedert, TJ Hockenson, and Evan Engram, Darren Waller, Dalton Schultz, those kind of guys. Those are the tight ends I'm looking at this year. I'm not worried about a Kyle Pitts. I guess George Kittle, you know, he really did pick it up there towards the end. I guess it depends on who's the quarterback there. Deciding on how I look at George Kittle. But Mark Andrews, I'm also out on, and Freiermuth, I'm out on too.
Yeah, Freiermuth just didn't do enough for me to, he's kind of like a, I'd say like a third tier guy. You know, you got your Kelce, maybe Mark Andrews. I don't even know this year, honestly. You got your Kelce, and then you got your second tier guys who you just named. And then I'd go Freiermuth as my third tier. But running back room, I think, is pretty good. Is Isaiah Pacheco going to take over as the main running back, you think, in Kansas City? I mean,
he'll be the ground man, but will he have more fantasy points than McKinnon? Who knows? Because McKinnon is a monster through the air.
I love me some McKinnon. Also got some Treylon Burks. I just read something that said Treylon Burks in his second year says he's going to be much better because he can actually breathe. So, I mean, I guess breathing helps you be a better football player, huh?
No doubt. I do like his wide receiver room, Stephon Diggs, Marquise Brown, and Treylon Burks. Also, Jameson Williams, who is suspended for, I think, the first six games. But he was out for the first six games last year. So I'm not sure about that one. Sky Moore, you know, it's just, you know, we love Sky Moore, but it's for fantasy, it hasn't been where it needs to be. And this guy also took Darnell Mooney. So that makes me not like his team as much, but I do like it. I think it's a playoff team. I think it gets to the playoffs, and I don't think it gets past round one.
I mean, with some waiver work, I think any team, almost any team, is savable. But I agree. Michael Mayer, though, the tight end, got it to 13-4. I like him a lot. I think he is going to be a good tight end this year. But guess we're going to see, though. Let's go on to the next one, buddy. What?
Yeah, this is a tough team here we're looking at. You know, we'll have to see how it goes. But no, let's see. We got Bandy's team. Starting off at the top, we got Joe Burrow, Josh Jacobs, Breece Hall. Then he went with Alvin Kamara and David Montgomery as running backs. Got some Deebo Samuel, DeAndre Hopkins, and Alan Lazard at wide receiver. And a Bryce Young to back up as Joe Burrow.
I like it.
Let's see. McKinnon and Foreman, I like those as late running back picks. DJ Chark, I like that. Tyler Boyd. Yeah, I don't hate this team at all.
That's a playoff team.
I mean, it really depends, I think, on Josh Jacobs, you know, if he's going to continue what he was doing. I think he's going to, you know, he's going to go higher than where people are expecting him this year because of how he was performing last year. It's just, can he keep up with it? Other than that, I really like this team a lot.
Hey, CM says, damn, that team is top tier, Bandy.
Ooh. Just wait till we get to my team.
CM and the hizzy. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I do try. I think Bryce Young is going to be, you know, he's definitely going to be the guy. I'm worried that he doesn't stay healthy. I would probably drop one of these guys at the end after a week or two. And, you know, maybe grab me another quarterback if one pops on the waiver just to be prepared. I think that's a good team. Let's go to Cream Slinger. Oof, that's just saying that, you know. Hopkins without Murray, risky.
Hey, Hopkins got to eat somewhere.
Hopkins always eats. Hopkins usually hasn't had a top tier quarterback and always does decent, right? I mean, that boy can catch the ball.
Let's see here. Cream Slinger. We got Justin Jefferson, Jalen Waddle, Michael Pittman, Brandon Cooks, Cortland Sutton in the wide receivers. Running backs, we got Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb, James Cook, Jeff Wilson. Quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Jared Goff, Will Levis. You know, I see what he was trying to do here with the taking the top tier wide receiver and running backs early. I like the Jefferson, Waddle, and Barkley, Chubb. That those four right there is super solid. His quarterback, you know, like I've said, I like Russell Wilson and Jared Goff. You know, the more I look at it, you know, that this team is supposed to be a high octane offense this year, so he could definitely do good for fantasy. I know he had a couple crazy games last year. So this could be a great team. It's just a scary team to look at.
Yeah, I agree. Jalen Waddle. I love Jalen Waddle. Don't get me wrong, but he has a games here. He's not always super consistent. And that's what scares me about
him. Top 10 wide receiver, Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. So I'm just saying for fantasy, sometimes he lays goose eggs, man. And you just never know when that's coming. But I guess all players could do that. I just had him last year and, you know, some weeks were better than others. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Well, and some weeks with Tua were better than others too.
Yeah, absolutely. Or whoever was throwing the ball over in Miami. But I love Saquon. I love Nick Chubb. I love Justin Jefferson. Looking at the quarterbacks, like at first glance, I'm like, oh, but I have to literally
say the potential is there.
The potential is definitely there. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you wait and get your skill guys and then grab your quarterbacks at the 6 and the 7 and they do something with it, I mean, then you're going to have a good team.
I like the Brandon Cooks pick at 10-7. I like that because I'm excited for what Brandon Cooks can do for Dallas this year. I think he's more of a consistent receiver that they've been struggling to have that consistent guy that's just going to get the first downs. And I think Brandon Cooks is that guy, and I think he's going to be relevant for fantasy, especially if you get him in the 10th round.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think Brandon Cooks does definitely step up. He just last year, he's like, I got Davis Mills over here. Like he done threw in the towel early, and you know, maybe he's going to like, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Let's get it. You know what I mean? I just feel like his heart and soul is going to be into the game. So I love it. Tommy popping in. What's up, boys? Prayers for my mom, who's recovering in the hospital from surgery to remove her cancer. Prayers for Tommy's mom, guy. Prayers
definitely,
for Tommy's
definitely.
Mom.
Recovery, man. Sorry you're going through that. You know, that's tough. But hopefully they get it all removed and she heals up nicely, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Tommy. Thinking about you, brother. All right, but let's keep this thing rolling. We got Michael Baker. Let's check out his team. Got him some Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, Chris Olave, Gordon, Jamar Gibbs too. Jeez, let's see them quarterbacks. Jimmy G and Jordan Love. That's a solid team. What do you think?
I like the team a lot. The quarterback room scares me, but he got the value at the top and reached for the quarterbacks later. You know, I mean, with Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, Chris Olave, and Jahmyr Gibbs, and Calvin Ridley, that scares me. On top of Christian Watson, he's got the stack with Jordan Love. If Jordan Love does produce, that's going to go crazy. Got two rookie running backs, Charbonnet for Seattle, which I've heard a lot about, him kind of taking some stuff away from Kenneth Walker. Yeah, I don't hate this team at all. This is one of those teams that's kind of like, I would call it like the I don't know, something with the rookies, because he's got a couple rookies on here, but I don't hate this team at all. I think this team is one of those teams where he's taken the greatest and then he's taken some bonus stretch options. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. The only issue I see is, look, Christian McCaffrey, Jahmyr Gibbs, basically, I mean, Charbonnet, we hope is going to do something, but basically you got your two running backs. If McCaffrey goes down, Jahmyr Gibbs is a miss, which we doubt, but is possible, then you like have just Charbonnet you got to rely on. And
it's
that's
a wave of time.
And that's what he's saying right here. Like my team, but my running back room is a big hit or fit miss. Don't like my lack of backup options for running backs, but I guess that's what the waivers are for.
But I really love this Tyreek Hill, Olave, and Ridley. I love that three stack of wide receiver. I'm excited about that.
Yep. And if McCaffrey does what he did last year and Jahmyr Gibbs hits, that running back room is on point.
Crazy enough, Elijah Moore, I completely forgot he went to Cleveland.
Yeah, Elijah Moore in Cleveland. Yeah, there's players bouncing everywhere, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure I remembered that, but I just like I knew that, but I just forgot.
It just like know? Didn't matter.
Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Who knows?
Who knows?
Hello, mother. My mother's popping in. What's up, Ma? Love you. Tommy says, thank you, gentlemen. Absolutely, buddy. Let's go to Coach Hugh Jackson, the Coach Hugh Jackson. Y'all didn't know we had Coach drafting with us, did you? Let's check out his team. Quarterbacks, he's rocking Trevor Lawrence and Kenny Pickett. I think Trevor Lawrence is a great pickup. I love Trevor Lawrence. Kenny Pickett, we think he's going to take a step up, but he did grab a couple backup options just in case. Got him some Matthew Stafford and Desmond Ridder. What do you think, buddy? How do you like the wide receivers? That's kind of your specialty.
I like Trevor Lawrence. First of all, I just want to start off. I'm excited about Trevor Lawrence this year. I'm scared to take Trevor Lawrence in the first round of a super flex. Unless, 10 quarterbacks have went off the board. I want to get Trevor Lawrence at a value. I think that's passed. So that scares me on where I've got to take him. And if it's at the 1-8, I don't know if I have the cojones to do that. but I like the pick. Travis Kelce in the second round, that's a great spot. I mean, a lot of people are convincing him to be a first, even in Superflex. So, I mean, that's, you got your tight end, bro. You're set. Got the ETN with the Trevor Lawrence. I kind of like that because ETN, catches the ball here and there.
Yeah.
Tony Pollard, we've talked about that. That dude, he could be a massive value for fantasy at the four spot. Mm-hmm. But at the wide receiver room, we've got Devonta Smith, DJ Moore, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Deontay Johnson, Zay Flowers, and a couple more deeper options. I like this wide receiver room. It scares me to death, but I like it. It scares me to death. Devonta Smith, he was up and down last year.
Yep.
I think that he'll be a little more consistent, but I think he'll still be inconsistent.
Agreed.
DJ Moore, with Justin Fields, it's hard to decide how that's going to look. I love DJ Moore, but like I say, it's tough with Justin Fields. Jackson Smith and Jigba, there's a lot of talk about this dude being amazing. I just don't know if there's enough for him to eat for fantasy on that team. And Deontay Johnson, he stepped it up towards the end of the year last year, but he had a rough start, and it was a long, rough start. I mean, 10, 11 weeks, rough start.
I drafted Deontay Johnson, man, and I had to let him go. I held on tight for a long time, bro. I'm like, this is going to be his week. This is going to be his week. Guess what? That wasn't his week. Yeah, looks good, though. Michael Baker says, thoughts on Irv Smith Jr. this year, Trey?
You know what? I don't even want to talk about Irv Smith Jr. at this point. When you're looking at a tight end room there, I don't even know what to do outside of it.
Mm-hmm. Irv Smith Jr. Last year we were pretty high on him going in. He had a couple good games here and there, but I just don't know about old Irv Smith Jr. I wait until we get a little closer with him, just to see where they're at with their tight end room, because who knows? They could jump up and get somebody better. CM says, I'm huge on JK and Connor. So even though my running back room isn't strong, those are the guys I wanted. Then those are the guys you get. That's what I was saying earlier, man. If you've got a guy that you want, you take him, bro. You take him.
No doubt.
Even if he's a little lower on the list, man. But just remember, if you sometimes you can wait a couple rounds to get those guys, but you might lose them. So if you take the risk to get them for value later,
you're going to end up, being possibly losing the guys you want.
Right. Exactly. Tucker Kraft is going to be a beast for the Packers. Yeah. I think that's a tight end they drafted, isn't it, Tucker Kraft?
I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see, buddy. It's all going to be on Jordan Love and that offensive line. I think you guys are going to be – the Packers are so lucky with quarterbacks, man. Of course they're going to hit on Jordan Love, right?
Right.
Oh, man. If anything, they've got a really good run game to back it up, right? Because Aaron Rodgers wasn't, super awesome last year. So, and the running back room kind of bailed him out here and there. You know what I mean? They need to get a little more depth, though, I think. But yeah, let's go to the next team here. Freak Stizzle.
That reminds me of ham sauce.
Hey, ham sauce.
Shout out your boy Bayou Bengal.
Bayou Bengal with that ham sauce. Let's see the wide receiver. Let me take it to running backs. We've got Miles Sanders, Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, who here we go again with the Antonio Gibson stuff. They're saying they want to use Antonio Gibson a lot. And if you manage to reach for Antonio Gibson in the ninth, I think that's good. I think that's value. I'm not saying you reach for him. I'm saying if he does get work like he's supposed to be getting work, I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, definitely. Looking at some of the wide receivers, he's got Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyler Lockett. He also grabbed up rookie Quentin Johnson, who I'm big on this year. I like the wide receiver room. I think it's pretty stacked. You know, as long as CeeDee Lamb can get a little bit more consistent than what he was last year. The quarterback room does scare me quite a bit, actually. But everything else I like about this team.
Tua, Geno, yeah. Yeah, definitely Tua, man. But he's been taking him kung fu classes, bro. He's been working on guarding that body. So, look, if Tua can stay healthy,
he's going to be amazing for fantasy. The health is what scares me.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, he wouldn't protect himself, bro. The dude just fell, just bam. You know what I mean? It's like his body, like all our bodies will like automatically, if you go to fall on your face, you're going to put your hands up, right? To make sure right. You don't hit yourself in the face. It's like Tua's body doesn't do that for some reason. You know what I mean? That's what it seems like. That's what I see.
We need to call Dr. House and see what he has to say about it.
Yeah, he can limp on over and hopefully diagnose this dude. Geno got paid. Is Geno going to live up to that money?
I think Geno's going to be good for Seattle. I just don't know if he's going to be good for fantasy.
Yeah. CM says, I think Tua bounces back. Hopefully he doesn't bounce back off the freaking grass. You know what I mean?
No doubt, off the turf.
Hey, just joking, just playing around. But yeah, I think Tua does too, man. Freiermuth as their tight end, Dalton Kincaid, who I like. Dalton Kincaid also, I think, is going to be good. But yeah, I mean, that's that one of them third tier guys that you had to kind of wait to get. Although Dalton Schultz was still on the board, Darren Waller was on the board when they grabbed Freiermuth. So. I don't know, buddy. What do you think?
I don't know, man. You know, Freiermuth had that 2 years ago in his rookie year. He was touchdown monster, but that was with Roethlisberger. And ever since then, he hasn't really produced like you want him to. But maybe this year it's a step up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would because I plan on getting Tyreek Hill. Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Let's see here. Let's go to the next team. We got a hum. 13-37.
Lamar Jackson at the 110. We talked about that earlier. I think that's a good spot for him. He got him some Bijan as his first running back. Ooh. Followed it up by the stack with Mark Andrews. I kind of like that better than just having Mark Andrews, to be fair, because if both of them do go off, then that's going to be the stack to have, I think. Kirk Cousins coming in there. Terry McLaurin. Joe mixing it up, you know, everybody's quiet on Joe Mixon, man.
He wasn't amazing last year. And I mean, dude is apparently a psycho.
Didn't he have a 6-touchdown game?
I mean, yeah, but that was an amazing game. But other than that, he was just mid, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And yeah, did you hear about him, like, what, shooting at the neighborhood kids or something?
I mean, yeah, he's basically a psycho. Who knows, man? You might draft him and then he freaking, you know, flips off a bus in downtown Mississippi. Who knows? Cincinnati, I meant.
Let's look at the wide receiver room here. They've got Terry McLaurin, Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Jordan Addison, Kadarius Toney, and Michael Thomas. Little rough in the wide receiver room, in my opinion. It's a little volatile. Mike Evans, you know, Mike Williams. He likes Mike.
Hey, wanna
Michael
be
Thomas.
Like there is a lot of Mike going on over here. What do you think of the wide receiver room, man? He waited to get his wide receivers to the fifth round before he started drafting them. Terry McLaurin will have Sam Howell, who I think is going to be pretty good. I like Sam Howell. Go ahead.
This is what I'll say. I like this team. I would never have this as my team. But I think it's a winning team. It's just not guys that I would look for.
Hmm. Okay. I think Lamar is going to be good this year. Bijan, I think, is going to be amazing. Mark Andrews, I mean, surely Mark Andrews, they still find ways to get that boy work, right? Kirk Cousins, Lamar as your quarterbacks. I don't hate that. I mean, just Kirk is still going to be throwing at Justin Jefferson, so that's something to keep in mind. He had a lot of slow starts to games, but towards the end of the game, he always made up for it last year. So the running back room is a little weak. Bijan and Joe Mixon. I love those picks. Don't get me wrong, but I don't see much depth. You go down, you get Rashad Penny and Kenneth Gainwell, who I know you like you some Gainwell, but I just don't see a lot of depth in the running back room there, you know?
Right.
But let's keep it rolling, buddy. Let's go to this whack team here. Fourth and flex, Trey. Just playing, buddy. Let's see. I love the running backs, bro. Austin Eckler, Dalvin Cook, Tyler Algier, Kareem Hunt. I meant to get Gainwell, bro. No, I love Eckler, Cook, Algier, your quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, even grabbed you some Anthony Richardson. I mean, I love that. I love that, bro. I think Anthony Richardson is going to be awesome. Your wide receiver room, you know how I feel about T. Higgins. That's my dude. Should be a number one somewhere. He's a number two over there. Cooper Kupp, that's your boy. You never don't get you no Cooper Kupp. And Dallas Goedert, that's my boy, grabbing on my tight end like that. And then you got you some Adam Thielen. I like it.
And don't forget about Gabe Dave.
Oh, Gabe over there. Oh, Gabe Dave. Yeah. I mean, I think he steps it up. He really disappointed me last year. I was super high on Gabriel Davis last year, and he was just hit or miss. You know, he had a couple of really big games, but he had a lot of not good games. So,
and Romeo Doubs in the 14th round, baby.
Which could be a phenomenal pick if he takes off, buddy. I really think that younger player to younger player connection is going to be there with Doubs and Jordan Love. And I really think Doubs takes off this year. But good. That's a great team, buddy. That's definitely a playoff team for sure. I like it.
I roll it.
Heck yeah.
Didn't 2 years ago, didn't I have Cook Eckler?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you didn't have no Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't know if I've ever drafted Aaron Rodgers.
I've drafted Aaron Rodgers a couple times, and I remember I had him against the Bears in that week one game years back, man, and he goes out, gets hurt. I'm like, I'm never drafting Aaron Rodgers again. Then he comes out in the second half and tears it up, dude. I'm like, I love Aaron Rodgers. But I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to be awesome this year on the Jets. Let's get to the last team. What the fuck are you talking about? Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, some players that love to run the ball for their quarterbacks. I like that. Kenneth Walker, Najee, Khalil Herbert, Deshaun Achane, or Devin Achane, running back from Miami. I, like I said earlier, man, Kenneth Walker. We haven't talked about Kenneth Walker a lot, huh?
No, we have not. And you know, it's barring injury, I think, you know, they seem like he's going to be back, and that sounds more hopeful than most teams. But then he's got the challenger coming in with the rookie. So I don't know how it's going to look in Seattle.
Exactly. Surely Pete Carroll's smart enough to realize that they have something special with Kenneth Walker, man. Because that guy, man, once he finally took over, man, I mean, I think if he would have started the beginning of the year, he could have been in the running for rookie of the year, you know?
Definitely.
The dude was a beast, and Najee stepped it up towards the end of the season last year. Will he continue that this year, buddy?
Man, you know, Najee's one of those guys where, you know, I was beat by him 2 years ago in the playoffs. Last year, I didn't want to look at him. This year, I'm not looking at him, but I'm more excited for him this year than I have been the last couple.
Yeah, me too. And of course, what the Fayuk grabs Brandon Ayuk.
I don't think he's ever not grabbed Brandon Ayuk.
That's his dude, obviously. Another 49ers fan, I guess. Amari Cooper, I think, I mean, even when Deshaun was there, even when, what's the other guy who was throwing before Deshaun last year.
Can't think of it right now.
Anyway, I know it. It'll just pop in my head when I'm not thinking about it. Anyway, Amari Cooper was putting up numbers. That's what I'm trying to say here. Amari Cooper will put up numbers, and Deshaun is supposed to step it up. I love Amari Cooper. I think I'm going to be aiming for some Amari Cooper, man.
Yeah, I like Amari a lot, and he got him some Jerry Jeudy as well, who I think is going to have a big leap this year. Got Keenan Allen in the eighth, and I think that's where you go for Keenan Allen whenever with the worries. I think you don't have to be worried anymore in the eighth round. Mm-hmm. I think now at that point it's boom or bust, and it doesn't hurt you if it is a bust.
For sure. CM, hey guys, I'm out. Looking forward to drafting with you guys again. Heck yeah, buddy. Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Don't forget to hit the like button on your way out the door, buddy. And guys, if you're not already subscribed to our channel, we're doing big things. We're doing giveaways. We're doing all kinds of stuff.
No doubt.
Great draft, buddy. That was a fun one.
It was, man. That was, only number two, too. We got a lot to go from here, and it's going to get a lot more intense, a lot more detailed, and it's going to be getting closer and closer to crunch time, and you want to be informed, so make sure you stick around, hit that subscribe, and come check us out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And guys, check us out on Patreon. Our Patreon has officially launched. We're going to help you with your team. You'll be in a group chat with me and Trey. We're going to help you guys win your fantasy league, or at least get to the playoffs. We're going to help you guys out, guys. And check out the description, because we got merch. Get you a shirt.
Merch.
Get you a mug. Get you something, man. Show your love for the boys over here at Fourth and Flex. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.